Die Mishnayis Mesechta Gittin, Perek Aleph Mishnaluch, Hamevi Get Umdinas Hayom, if somebody is a shliach from the husband to bring a get to his wife, and the get was written, Umdinas Hayom, Posh means the get was written in Chutzlor, it's outside Eretz Yisrael, far away from Eretz Yisrael, and they're bringing it now to Eretz Yisrael. So Mishnah says in Luchidish that Tzorach Shayoma, the shliach, the shasi, gives over the get to the wife in front of two eidim, or sometimes in front of three, he has to say, "Befonai nichtav, befonai nechtam." In front of me, in front of the shliach, I saw the way it was written. Pashto means it was written lishmo, and befonai nechtam, in front of me, it was signed also lishmo, or else it was signed, it was not mezuzif, it was not forged. That's new takono, because otherwise, it's a machlokes in the Gemara between Rab and Rava. If the tam is mishum lishmo, that's the way Rabba learns. But the Rebbe learns Mishum Shainedim Tsun Lekaimoi that we have to be afraid maybe later the husband will come and complain that the get was Mizuyev, was forged, and we don't want it to find come out to be a get bottle. So therefore we have to have the Shliach now to tell us, like to make a kiyum on the Shtar to say yes, he knows the Shtar was signed, B.M.S. Rabbi Gamliel says, Afa maybe min harekim min acheger, even if some Shliach brings a get from the city Rekim or the city Cheger, also he has to say before an Echtav. And the Gemara comes out, these are cities that are somewhat close to Eretz Yisrael. And that's the Chiddush. I would have, according to Tanakama, since it's so close to Eretz Yisrael, either they are Bikim Lishmo, or else they're Mitsuyim Lekaima, people travel, so you don't have to say. Kamash from the Blezolds know that Gamliel says, still you have to say Bechon Echtav, Bechon Echtav, since the Maitre, these cities are from Chutz Laretz. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Lezer says, Afilu mikfar ludim lulud, even from this kfar ludim, the city of Lud, into Lud. And the Gemara says also, the Chiddush is that kfar ludim, that's a city outside the Chutzlos, but right next to Eretz Yisrael, very, very close. And it's even muvla in the tchum, means even swallowed up in the tchum, in the boundary. Meaning to say, the boundary is not a straight line, it's like zigzag. So this is one of the cities that's outside, but it's in the zigzag, that if you were to put a straight line above this city straight down, this would be inside the gevul, inside the boundary. Just the mice, it's a chutzlaretz. That's the blessed chiddush, that still you have to say before nechtam, since the mice, kfar ludim, is from chutzlaretz. The chachomar nechom say though, ain't no tzorach shiyem before nechtam, nechom say no, you only have to say before nechtam, el only the case of hamevim medina sayom, where a person brings the get, the shliach brings the get from Medina Sayom, or else v'hamelech, if you take it from Eretz Yisrael outside into Chutz Laretz, also you have to say. Because that's the Chom's Chiddush, that even though the get was written in Eretz Yisrael, and even though in Eretz Yisrael it's Bekim Lishmo, but since the get is being taken in Chutz Laretz, also the shliach has to say before an echtem, before an echtem. Really, the Gemara is the question. According to Rav, it's very good. According to Rav, it says the reason why we have to say this is because the Eidim are not pursuing the Kaimoy. We're afraid maybe we won't be able to Mekayim the Shtar. So it's good, even though the Shtar was written in Eretz Yisrael, but since it's being given in Chutz Laretz, you have to have before an Echta to Mekayim the Shtar. But according to Rav, it's only a time Mishum Lishmo, the Chorot Zakasha, since the get was written in Eretz Yisrael, and in Eretz Yisrael, the Bekim Lishmo, what's the purpose of before an Echta? So more comes out with one teres to say that it's a light plug, but the Bon made it a light plug to say that if you wouldn't have this one, if you won't have a Melech, people think who are din, and maybe yours doesn't have to. Therefore, it's a light plug, you have to have it both ways. According to Rava, who comes out that these Chachomim are arguing on the Tanakama. No, the Tanakama holds that you only have to say before an Echtav if the get was written in Chutz Laretz, not Hamelech. Is these Chachom now that are arguing say, no, there's a light plug that even Hamelech also has to say. According to Rav, the Gemara says, Pshita, you have to say both ways. How could a Tanakama argue? And the Gemara says, according to Rav, the Chachom are not arguing, but rather Chachom are only being Mevar, they're only explaining the Tam of the Chachom of the Tanakama, but there's no Machlokes. Both agree, you have to say it both ways. Now, the Mishnah is Vaita, Behamevi, Mimedina, Lemedina, the Medina Sayom. If a get is bringing brought from one Medina, from one city, to another city in Chutz Laretz, also, Tzorach Shem, you have to say before an Echtam. According to Rab, it's Pshita, because they're not Bekim Lishmo. And according to Rav, also, you have to say they're not Mitzuyim Lekaimoy, therefore you have to say. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Loimer, Af Me Hagmunya La Hagmunya. And the Gemara comes out, and Shlomo Gamliel is talking about even in Eretz Yisrael, means from one city to another city in Eretz Yisrael, it could even be in the same city. Magmunya means as a government, like, if one government is makbid upon the other government. Like an example of East Berlin and West Berlin, so also you have to say before Nechta, before Nechta. Smor says, according to Rav, it's very good. Edom are not mitzvah in the Kaima, they don't travel from one to another. Lachur, according to Rab, it's a kasha. According to Rab, it's totally in Lishmo. And here, since they're both in Eretz Yisrael, Lachur, they became in Lishmo. So more comes out that Rab also agrees to Rav, that if there would be a Shiloh, that the Edom are not mitzvah in the Kaima, so Rab also agrees to Rav, that's also a reason why you should have to say before the Nechtav. Please, that's Pshat and Shimon and Gamliel. Mishnah Beis. Rabbi Yehuda says, Merekim la Mizrach. What is the east side, the east boundary of Eretz Yisrael, to know that from there onwards is called Chutz Loretz? That's Merekim. Rekim is the city on the east side. The Rekim Kemizrach, and the city Rekim itself is also considered like Chutz Loretz. It's also the beginning on the east side of Eretz Yisrael, the beginning of Chutz Loretz. Now, May Ashkelon Ledorim, on the south side, it's Ashkelon. And the Ashkelon Kedorim, the city Ashkelon itself, was also considered like Chutz Loretz on Dorim, that you would have to say before Nechta, before Nechtam. Meyakul at Sofen on the north side, it's Akku, and again, the Yakul Katsofen, the city Akku itself has the same halacha like Sofen, like the north of Eretz Yisrael, of Chutz Loretz. Rabbi Meir says, Akku Keretisola Gittin, no, that the Keretichos Gittin, Akku, the Arbay Sois, Mitzun, the Kaim, and the Arbay Kim, the Shema, and therefore you would not have to say before Nechtam, before Nechtam. Mishnah Gimel, Hamevi get Eretz Yisrael. Someone brings a get in Eretz Yisrael itself. Einoy tzarich shiyemi de shliach does not have to say before and after before and nechtam. The chord is like Rabbis Tam that since in Eretz Yisrael they became lishmo, therefore you don't have to say. And even according to Rover also is good because in Eretz Yisrael there are shayoris mitzluyas, people travel from place to place in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, a shliach that brings a get written in Eretz Yisrael from one place to another place, you do not have to say before and after before and nechtam. The Mishnah says, "Im yesh olav ayrim." What's going to be if later the Baal, the husband, comes to complain and says upon his get that it was mezuyah, if it was forged? So yiskayim b'chaysom of the eitzer is, you have to be mekayim b'shtar. You'll have to have two eidim come now and say, "We recognize the signatures of these eidim, and the shtar was a kosher shtar." Hamevi get m'dinas hayom. Someone brings a get from dinas hayom. V'eino yochol oimer, and the eshliach cannot say before the nechtam, before the nechtam. He's not able to say it. And the Gemara says the case is that when he took the shtar, the get, he was a pekeich, he was able to. But later when he gave the get, he became a cherish, was not able to talk anymore. So such halacha, even though he cannot say before the nechtav, still the get is kosher. He's allowed to give over the get. Just in yesh olav oidim, in yesh olav oidim, he's yiskayim b'chaysamov. Meaning to say, you're allowed to use this get, but you have to make sure that first you mekayim the shtar. That means in Yesh Levedim, make sure there are eidim yet from mekayim the shtar, yiskayim chazavim, then you could use it. As even though the chachilu of the shlich is supposed to say before the nechtam, here that it became a cherish, he can't talk anymore. So the get is kosher, but providing though there is a key among the shtar. Mishnah Dalet. Echot gitei noshim v'yechot shechuri yavodim. The same malacha that applies by get isha also applies by shichur avodim. For Yisrael wanted meshachar is eved kenani, so he has to write a shtar, also has to be written lishmo. For the same reason, they're not bekim in lishmo, therefore you have to have the shliach say before nechtam to tell us it was lishmo, according to Rava. According to Rava, the same thing, and even seeing mekaimai. So therefore you have to have Adam telling the shliach, telling us it was written, it was not forged. The Zuecha, this is one of the ways. The Zuecha min Azrachim sheshavu gitin noshim l'shechurei avodim. That a get is doima to a shechurei avodim. They're both doima. They both have this halach before the nechtam, Mishnehei, kol get sheyesh alav eid kusi posel. Any get, or any shtar, this means, that has the eidim that are signed, is a kusi. Even one of the eidim is a kusi. So loch where the shtar is posel. Even though we hold that Kusa Mageri and Mesein, really the Jews, but still the Shtar is Poshel, because the Chashudim, Alei the Shechem, being the Mumnis, they get the money, they're not afraid to lie, therefore we can't trust them what they're saying. Chutz Megitin Noshim, Shechuri Avodim, excluding a Get Isha or a Shechuri Avodim, that here, even though an Eid is a Kusi, still the Shtar is a Kosher Shtar. And the Gemara says the case is that first the Kusi signed, and then the Kosher Yisrael signed after him. So he left as a chazaka to say that the Kosher Jew would have not signed unless he knows for sure that the Kusi that signed before him was a Kosher Kusi, that it really was Emes what he signed on. Therefore, we say the Shtar is a Kosher Shtar. And it only helps here because here there's a locha that one aid cannot sign unless the other aid is there. Mashenken, Barshar, Shtar, Mumnis. Over there, the locker is one aid has a right to sign without the other aid. So therefore, it doesn't help this chazaka. Therefore, by shar shtaris, the shtar is possible. Then the Mishnah says, Maisis once happened, Sheheviyu lefnei Rabbi Gamliel. They once brought in front of Rabbi Gamliel, Lechvaroi Snoi. That's the place where he was. And Tvarach Snoi, that's the Dreimoi, south side of Galil, which is in Eretz HaKusim. So they once brought him a Get Isha. The Edom signed on that shtar, both of them were kusim. And still the Hichshur, and Gamliel held the shtar was kosher. Because Gamliel holds that Huchskwa kusim, Kiksherin, they were kiyim in Indian Gitna Shikrurim. They were bucking the lochas of Get Isha and Shikravodim. Therefore, Gamliel held that Huchsak to be kosher. Therefore, the shtar was kosher. Now the Mishnah says, Kol hashtaroi soilim biyakoyos shogoyim. Any shtar, especially a shtar raya, that was brought out from a goyish court, so afa pisha chasmeim goyim, even though the edim that signed on it were goyim, still ksherim, since it's only for proof for raya, so for proof we say, since it's written in their bezdin, they're not going to lie, and therefore we can believe them. Chutz megitin oshem shechruri avodim, excluding though a shtar that has to make a kinyan, like a get isha or shechru avodim, but since goyim cannot make kinyanim for us, therefore, they cannot make the heftz of a shtar into a shtar. Therefore, the shtar is possible. Rabbi Shimon says, "Afeluk sherim." Shimon holds no. Even though in a get isha or a shichra avod move of a goyim sign, still the shtar is kosher. Because Rabbi Shimon holds that edim is sira karsi. The yikar are the edim where the shtar was given over in front of, not the edim that signed in the shtar. So even though the edim that signed were goyim, but as long as the shtar was given over in front of two kosher or Jewish edim, therefore the shtar is kosher. And lo yuskru ela bizman shenasu behedyit. Like Rabbi Shimon is saying, after it is said that we learned in the Beis Medrash that this shtar was possible, that's only if it was made in a bezdin shel hedyit, means normal goyim, regular goyim. So then we're afraid that even though we hold the Edom is Sira Karsi, but since the Edom that signed in it, they were Goyish Edom, and we do not know they were big judges, therefore we have to be afraid maybe people come to use them to be Samech them later for the Raya of the Shtar, or be Samech on them for Edom is Sira. So therefore we agree the Shtar is possible. Mashenkein, by Arkoyis, by famous Goyish judges, so then when they sign in the Shtar, everybody knows that they're Goyim. So the others know Gzer, you may come to be Samech on them, and we'll know for sure you have to be Samech on the Edom Misira, therefore they're kosher. The Mishnah Vav. Ho'aymer, if the Baal says to the Shliach, Tein get Zelish to give this get to my wife, who Shtar Shichu Zeliav, to give this Shtar Shichu, I want to free my Eved Kenani. So it says, Im Rot Salas of Ishneem Yasu Divar B'meya. If the Baal wants to retract in both of these two cases, he has a right to. It's up until the Shliach hands over the get to the Isha, until he hands over the Shtar Shichra, the freedom of the Shtar, until the Yeved, it's not Chal, and therefore the Bailam can still be Chayzer. Vachom and the Chom said no. The Kite Noshim, only by get Isha, there it's a Chav, so there we say in Chav Melabafonov, therefore it's not Zeichem the get until it reaches a hand, the Bailam could be retract. Avolei the Shichuri Avodim, for if you want to send your Shtar Shichra to an Yeved through a Shliach, as soon as the Baal gives over the Shtar Shichra to a Shliach, right away the Shliach is Zeicher in it for the Yevid, and the Yevid goes out free, so he can't retract anymore. And that's the cloud the Mishnah says. The Fish is Zeicher, the Yotam Shemaphoni, have a right to be Zeicher, make a schus to someone even without him knowing about it. And therefore, the Shtar Shichra goes over to the Yevid right away. But the Ein Chofen, the El Bafon of a Get, is called the Chav, that only helps in front of her, therefore the Shtir cannot be Zeicher with form, therefore the Get is not Chal until it reaches her hand, and therefore the Baal could retract. Shim Yirtze Shleloznes Avdoi Rashoi, if the owner wants to not defeat his master, he has a right to. Therefore it doesn't have anything to gain to be a Never, therefore it's a schus to go out free. But for Shleloznes Ishtar, any Rashoi, if the Baal does not want to feed his wife, he's not allowed to. Therefore, the wife has what to gain by being married. She gets fed, rather than being a grusha, she won't get fed. Omelem Chum said back, well, Meir says back, So if a kohen gives a shtar shirchut to his zevet becomes posta, he can't eat truma anymore. So k'shem shu poisla sishta, the same way he passes his wife. Satra Meir says both of them is called dechav. Or Mulod, the Chum said back, no, the neishu kinyon, there the pshat is not called dechav. That's the kinyon of the odin of the kohen. So calls the man the kohen owns the evet can eat truma. When he doesn't own him anymore, then he cannot eat truma. Ha'imer, but lemaiser is called the schus to go out free. If somebody says tenu gets elish to give this get to my wife, or shtashichas eliyavli v'meis and the owner dies, lo yitn liyachamisa, not to give it liyachamisa. And this goes even according to Chum that says by shtashichas eschus. But here, since the Bailam said yitnu to give it tenu, he did not say schu to be zech. He says tenu give it. He meant to say it's only chal when he gives it. Therefore, since he died before the shtir gave it over, halacha is the get or shtashichas is not chal. To new monolish plane, let's say somebody says give $100 to somebody else for Mason, the owner dies. Yitun liyachar misa, there is no stereo, you still have a right to give it, even liyachar misa. Because we say new klaus, shadivre shchimra is kisuvim surmadami. So since it's a shchimra for dini mamnus, we can sit like it's given over already, therefore it would be chal right away. Here, yeah, Perak Sheni. Mishnalov. Hamei v'gevim dini sayom. If the shliach brings a get from Medina Siyam, the other side of Eretz Yisrael, the yom when the shliach said before anichtiv was written in front of me, avolay before anichtiv, he did not say it was signed in front of him, not the way he was supposed to say before anichtiv, before anichtam, or else before anichtiv he says in front of me it was signed, avolay before anichtiv, he does not say it was written in front of him, or else before anichtiv kulu, the whole thing was written in front of me, but before anichtiv chetiv, he only saw half of the signature. Only 1/8 sign in front of him, or else the fana nichtav chetzev in front of me, half of the get was written lishmo, the fana nichtav kulay, and in front of me the whole get was signed. And all these cases possible, the get is still possible. The shliach was not mekayim to the tekono. He did not say complete the fana nichtav, fana nichtav. Echrem fana nichtav. One shliach says the fana nichtav. The echrem another person says the fana nichtam. It's possible. Because Rabbanu Masakan, the Shliach has to say before Nechtav, not somebody else. What's going to be Shnayim, two Shlichim, or two Eidim say Shnayim, Oimim, Faneinu, Nechtav, in front of us it was written? The Yechvim, one says before Nechtav, is still possible. Because you have to have the Shliach, and this was not the Shliach that said before Nechtav, this is somebody else. There were three people here, two people said before Nechtav, one said before Nechtav, so it's still possible. You do not have one Shliach saying both. We have you, the Machshir. You also know, Lemaise, as far as before an Nechtav goes, we have two Eidim. So you need just one on before an Nechtav, that's enough. Echabim before an Nechtav, who is Shneimer Mephaneno Nechtav, then for sure it's kosher. Since you have two Eidim on the Chsima, then the Shtar is kosher, one on before an Nechtav, therefore it's kosher. Mishneh Beis. Nechtav Bayim, the Nechtav Bayim, the get was written at daytime and signed at daytime, so that's kosher. Or else Balayla v'nechtam Balayla, or else Balayla v'nechtam b'yem is kosher. The get was written at that night, and it was signed that day. So it's still kosher, because we know that the day goes after the night. What's going to be, though, b'yem, the get was written b'yem v'nechtam, the eidim first signed Balayla, then it's possible, because it's the wrong date, it has today's date, and it's first signed, it's first chal at night the next day. Rabbi Shimon Machshas, too, Rabbi Shimon says that it's kosher. Why? Sure, Rabbi Shimon used to say that kol ha'gitin sh'nechtavu b'yem, all other gittin taka, all other shtaras is possible. Chutz me gittin oshim. Except the get each year he holds is still kosher. Because he holds is no psul v'shtam muktim by a get, because you're not legal coming to collect money right now. You have to know when the get is chal. Therefore, there's no problem. But Allah is not like Rav Shimon. We passed even by get. There is a psul v'shtam muktim. Mishnah Gimel. Ba'akol kaisim, when you can write a get with anything, that means to say b'dyoi with ink. Bissam with type of minadom, ktuma, type of paint like, besikrom, type of a red dye, over kumva, over koimus, that's a seraphilum, a type of a saf that comes out of a tree, over kankantum, that's a type of a dye that's made from water, over chol dava shushakyam, anything that they're roshim, what you write will stay, you can write against this kosher. And kaisen loy b'mashkin, but you cannot write a get next time with liquid. That means not with grapes, the liquid of grapes or berries. Loy b'may peres and other apple fruit juice. Loy b'chol dava shenim iskam. Not with any type of an ink that will not stay, not last. Halakokos, if we're going to get at anything, Halolish, Azai, sitting on a leaf from an olive tree, Fialakaran, Shapara, on the horn of a cow, of a paro, Venaisan, Loas, Sapara, and you have to give her the whole paro, then they get this kosher. Aliyach, let it get right together in the hand of your Evid, Venaisan, Sapara, then you have to give her the Evid, because if you cut it off in between, that'll be Ipsul. If you take Lilu Yemir, and Kaisman, Loyal, Dabash, Shapara, you cannot try to get on an Evid or a paro, something that has Ruva Chaim, Loyal, not on Eichlin either. Because it says Kofla Sefer Kris, that here these things are not called the Sefer. Mishnah Dalet. And Kaisim B'Mechubakai can only write a get on something on a leaf that's still attached to the ground. Kosov Mechubak, you wrote it, something that's attached. Tolsha, then you rip it off. The Chasama, then you have Adam signed on it. Benosna, you give it to a Stach HaKosha. This will go according to our Meyashit, the Adam Chasima Karsa, because totally how the Adam are when they sign on the get. Reb Yehuda, place of Yehuda, says no, it's possible. Ach take Sivos and Chasimos betolish. He holds that even the Ksivo also has to be done betolish after the leaf is pulled off the ground, off the tree. Reb Yehuda ben Beseira, Oimer, and Kaisman Lola Nir Hamoch, you know how to write a star get, not on the piece of paper that was erased, but on a diftero, not on a diftero, a type of a cloth or piece of parchment that was not worked over. If you could erase it, you could forge it. Mishnah Hey, Hakok Shem Luchvas to get anybody's kosher to write the get, I feel the hair straight to the cotton. Because going according to Mandiyom, the Ikra to get again the Chsima Saidim, therefore even a hair straight to the cotton can write the get. Vish Kasevas is Git, and Nisha has a right to write up her own get. Vish Kasevas is Shav, a man has a right to write his own receipt. Shem Kima get another Chsima, because the Ikra to get is the Eidim when they sign on it. Hakok Shem Luchvas to get anybody is fit to bring the get. Anybody can be a shliach, even a nisha. Chutz mecheres shreit of a cotton, v'sum of a nochri, a blind person or a goy, then that's fit to be a shliach. Mishnah Vav, kibbal a cotton, let's say the cotton received the get from the husband, to he became a shliach lohoi locho. He took the get from the husband to give it to his wife. So when he first took it, he was a cotton, but then later he grew up on the way, became a godel. Or else cheres, he gave it to a fool, and his patach came well later. Soon he gave it to a blind person, his father became able to see. Shaita fooled and his tatfa, and he was able to become well again. Noch he gave it to a guy and his guy, and he became a Jew. Possible, all these things are possible. Since the chila, you did not make him into a shliach. Ah, but what's going to be the opposite of the pikech? You first gave it to a normal person. But his charish, he became a cherish, deaf and dumb. The chosen to the stacha, and later become well again. Rose pitech, he gave it to a person that could see. The nisva, then he became blind, the shliach. The chosen star, then his eyes opened up. Shof, he gave it to a healthy person. Nishtaf, he became a fool. The chosen, nishtaf, and became healthy again. Kosher. These cases, the get is kosher. Zekhal, this is the general rule. Kosher, tchilos, or sefer, but that's kosher. As long as the beginning, when you first made him a shliach, and at the end, he was has das, to become a shliach, lochem, the get is kosher. Mishnah Zayin. Af hanoshim, shena, nemonis, leim, and meis, by leaving a lady, that's not nemot to tell somebody, to tell a wife, that we saw the way your husband died. Because we're afraid that they're going to lie to make get into trouble. Still, the menace love is Gita. But even these type of ladies are still believed to bring her own get. Who are these ladies? That Chamoise, mother-in-law, Obaska Moise, the daughter of your mother-in-law, Vitzarosa, your second wife that your husband had, Vimta, for your brother's wife, Obaska, the by-in-law, the daughter of your husband. All these people, I do not like her, so still they're never to give her a get. Ma begin with the difference. Why by get we believe these noshim? We're not afraid they're gonna lie. And why by miso afraid they're gonna lie? The answer is shaksav mechiyach. To come with the get, shaksav is mechiyach. For each shatz from mevias get, the lady herself is right to bring a get. Uvavak kavadin she tzrich loy mivone to one nechtav. If an isha brings her own get, still she has to say mivone to one nechtav. The more explains how the case that she's a shliach, the husband gave it to her tonight, that she still be a shliach to give the get over to Besdin when she gets there. So since she saw the din shliach on her, therefore she has said before the nechta, before night nechta. Yeah, Perek Shlishi, Mishnah Aleph. Kol get she nechta of shtolu shomisha, any get that was written not for the shame of this lady, in other words, it was not written lishmo, locher is possible. Because really the pasuk says, because of law, and we darshan means lishmo, that the sefer has the right to get, to have in mind, v'davka for this lady. There has to be a tzivui habal, that the husband has to tell the sefer, I want you to write the get, like from me to my wife. So if the get was not written lishmo, it's possible. Kate said, what's the case? So Mishnah says three, four cases. Let's say a man was walking in the street, Vishaman, he heard, Kirill Seifram, he heard the Kirill, the voice of people that write Gittin. Makrin, they were reading out, saying that Ish Pliny Megarish's Plinis. Ruvain is being Megarish's wife, called Leah. Mimokim Pliny living in this place. That's what the Seifer wrote in the get. The Oman, or the husband that's walking by, says to himself, listen, Zeshmi, this is my name, Ruvain, Zeshmish, this is the name of my wife, Leah. And this is the name of the place where we live. So, lochas, if your husband wants to take that get that was already written to use it for gift to his wife, is posle garish boy. The Gemara says the case is talking about now that he has a sefer that was a Talmud learning how to write. So, bechal, he did not write it lishmo; he just wrote it for practice. So, that's one psul. Yasa mikain, a bigger psul than this is. Kosle garish boy is ishtoy. A husband really had a get written out to be used for his wife, and his name was Ruvain for his wife Leah. He told the sefer to write it. Benimlach, then this husband changed his mind and decided not to use the get. Now, Motza ben Yiro, another person in the city, finds his first Ruvain, Vyomel, and he says to this Ruvain, listen, Shemi Kishimcha, your name is like my name, Vishem Ishti Kishem Ishtucha, and my wife's name is the same name as your wife. If so, let me use your get. Salachar is still Posla Garshboy. Even though here the get was written Lishmot for the first person, Lishem Gershon, but since it was not written for the shame of the second person who wants to use it now, that's the psul of Shlo Lishmo. Yes, the Mikane, the big psul is going to be, let's say this Ruvain, the same husband, has two wives, who Shmoy same Shavim, both wives are the name of Leah, let's say. Ruvain is married to two Leahs. So now, Kosel Lagarish Bresagadurli tells the Sefer, I want to be Megarish my older wife. So the Sefer has a mind for the older Leah. So it says, Achidish Shir Legarish Bresagatano. The husband cannot change his mind now and decide to give it to the younger one, even though it was written for him, for his wife, but since not for this wife, for a different wife, that's also called the psul, it's not called the shmo. Yes, Mikain, the bigger psul than this is, Omar the Ladler, let's say the husband told the Seifer, Ksoiv, I want you to write a get, and again, the husband had two wives with the same name, they told the Seifer right now, write it, Leizer Sheret Sagarish, whichever one I decide tomorrow I want to give a get, that's the one you should write it for right now. So really, the Baal told the Seifer, write a get, and right now he told him, I'm not sure which one of the two I want to use, I want to give it to him, I'll let you know tomorrow. So really, this is totally in Breira. If you old Yesh Breira, so when he decides tomorrow, sit it like he decided right now, maybe it would be Lishma. From this, the Mishnah says, still possible Agarish Boy. No, it's possible to use it, because at the time when the Seifer wrote it, he did not know at that time, or even the husband did not know at that time, exactly to which wife he wanted to give the get. Therefore, that's still considered Shle Lishma, therefore the get is possible. And Tosfos speaks out, even though although we hold Yesh Breira, but would be here we hold it does not help, because the Pasuk says clearly, because of law Lishma, meaning you have to know exactly, b'shas you write it, who exactly is the wife it's being written for. Mishnah Beis, HaKosef types of Gittin, the Sefer that wants to write a lot of types of Gittin. In other words, Tosfos means not the name of the man and lady, not the Ikra get, but the rest of the get. Like we know a get has 12 lines to it, so he wants to have them on hand to be able to use them fast. So Lokharis, Sorosh, Sheniach, the Sefer has to leave over Mokimish, the name to write down the name of the person, or Mokimish, the name of the wife, or Mokim Azman, the time for the Zman, you have to leave over. Because this was has to be written Lishmo, and the Gemara says, Suadin, Loshna, Maria, Matthias, Chalodom, also you have to leave over. But the rest of the Shtar, the get, does not have to be written Lishmo, so that the Sefer could even write up before and before the Baal even tells him to write it. What about Shtari Milva, let's say alone? So also, Tzorach Sheniach, the Sefer has to leave over Mokim Amalva, the name, the place to write down the name of the Malva. Mokim Leva, to write down the name, the place of the Leva. Mokim Amalva, to leave over a place to write down how much money. And Mokim Azman, the time. Because these things have to be written down only after you know exactly the loan, what's going to be taking place. Shtari Mekach, let's say you want to have a Shtar of Dilla sale written up. So also, Tzorach Sheniach, the Sefer has to leave over Mokim Lekeh, the name of the buyer. Mokim Amoyach, the name of the seller, or Mokim Amoyach, the place, how much money is involved, or Mokim Asala, the name of the place of where the field is, or Mokim Asman, to have the date. Mipnei HaTakona. Now the reason why the Sefer is allowed to write up these Gittin is only a Takona. And the Gemara explains the one shot is really we're afraid maybe if the Sefer writes this or writes the whole get. So really we should have said he shouldn't write anything before the Baal tells him to. Mipnei HaTakona of the Sefer that he shouldn't be too busy when somebody comes to ask for a get and won't be able to write it then, and he'll lose business like. So Mishum Takona Sasaifu, we let him have on hand a lot of types that get him, and then when the husband comes, he just has to fill in what has to be done with Shmo, the names and the place and the time. That's called Mufnei Takona. Reb Yehuda Paisel Kulim. Reb Yehuda holds no, all these things are Paisel. Because you may say, if you come to write the Tovsa Gittin, you may come to write the Torah also Shlo Lishmo. And that's the Ika part of the Get, and then the Get is Paisel. So Reb Yehuda makes the Gzeira, even by Shash Doris, even though by Shash Doris, by Milva Mekka, there's no Din Lishmo, he makes the Gzeira, if you come to write up Shash Doris, he may also come to write up the Get Isha. Therefore, they're all Paisel contra Reb Yehuda. Rabbi Elazar Mashta Bekum Elazar holds no. By Shash Torahs, I say it's kosher. By Shash Torahs, you're allowed to write up the Shtaros before. There's no din l'shmo, so we're not afraid to come to write the name also before. Chutz Megitin Oshim. Only by Get Isha here, Rabbi Elazar agrees Rabbi Yehuda that there's a gzera we do not want to say for even to write up the Tovsa Gittin, because he may also come to write the whole Get already. And Shinemako, the Pasuk says, the cost of law, and we dash the means l'shmo. As it's the din midi raisa, the Get Isha has to read l'shmo. Therefore, we do not want the cipher, not even to write the Tovsa Gittin, as the Gzeri may come to write the goof of the Get. Yemishneh Gimel. Hamevi Get V'yavar Emenu. If a shliach is bringing a Get from a husband to his wife, and on the way the shliach loses the Get, so it depends. Mostly out of the shliach finds the Get right away kosher. We say it's the Get that he lost, and it's a kosher Get to still give it. But if he first finds it later, then possible. We have to be afraid maybe the Get that he lost, this is not the same one, but rather somebody else lost the Shtar, a Get with the same names. See if it's possible to use this Get. What's going to be though, Motza b'chafis, if you find the Get in your bag, or with Luskum, another type of a bag, kids that you have some on him on, and you know they're yours, or else in Makir, if you recognize the Shtar, there's no claw, this is your Get, then kosher, then you're allowed to use it. Then you can be semich on this, that you're Makir it, or this man of the Kalim, then it's kosher to be used, even though you found the Get, Liach Azman. Alright, turn over, continue on the other side. Then the Mishnah continues and says, what's going to be, Hamevi Get, the Shliach brings the Get from a husband to his wife. Venichazokanem, when the Shliach left, the husband was an old man, Oichel, the person was sick. So, Noisinla, still the Shliach has a right to go and give the Get to the wife. Becheska Shukami has a right to say Mistama, the person, the Baal is still alive. Because he has a Cheskas Chai. And similar, Bas Yisrael Anasui L'Kain. A Bas Yisrael is married to a Kain. And right now she could eat Truma, calls him out she's married to the Kain. Volach Baal Mdina Sayyam. And the husband went to Mdina Sayyam. So we don't know if he's still alive or not. We don't know. She's still called Nashas Kain because she still eat Truma or not. So Lachar Ziyat, we leave the husband Becheskas Chai. And therefore, Chals for Truma. That she is Lari Truma right now, Becheske Shukayim, the Chazak, the husband still alive. Hashleach Hatos Mdina Siyam, a person that's Mechuyev being Korban Chattis, sends his Korban Chattis from wherever he lives to Yerushalayim to the Kohen to bring for him. The locker is, if the Bailam dies, the Kohen can't bring the Korban. And if he does, it's Kolchun Lazara. The locker is, Makriv and Oysa, the Kohen has the right to bring this Korban. Becheske Shukayim, he has the right to say no, Cheske Schai, Mistama the husband, the Bailam is still alive. Mishnah Dalit. Shloisha Dvorim Omer Reb Elazar ben Parati Lofech Chomim. There were three things that Reb Elazar and Parati said in front of Chomim. V'ikim was Dvorim, and they were makabel what he said. He said this, Alir Shekifu Karkum, on a city that the Goyim conquered it, like the army made a besiege around the city. Or else, V'yal HaSivina Matrefas Bayom, if you have a ship that's like drowning in the ocean. But a Yoytzilivni was a person that went out for Psak and Dinu Nefashos. Shem Mecheskas Kiyomim, that anybody in this situation, still we have a right to say that the person is still alive. Somebody in the city, somebody on the ship, or the person was not killed yet. Therefore, he's Cheskas Kiyomim. And the husbands, the wives, are still married. Avaliyah Shekhshul Karkom, or let's say an ear that they captured already, not just Shekifu, they surrounded it, but an ear that was captured by the Goyim, or else Usvina Shobdabiyam, a Sivina that got lost in the ocean, while Yitzel Horu, they already passed him his Chayiv Misa and taken him out to kill him. In this case, Noisnam Alayim, Chumre Chayim Chumre Misa. Here, whether we have to be Choshed, maybe he's killed already. So you have to go to Chumre both ways. Whatever is Molo Chumre, we say, if it's Molo Chumre to say he's alive, that his wife cannot remarry, we say he's still alive. But Nagir, she could eat Truma or not? We say no, she cannot eat Truma. Maybe the husband died, since it's more Oymir to die in this case. And therefore the Mishnah explains, Bas Yisroel HaKoyin, or else the Bas Koyin Yisroel HaTecha, but Truma, they're not letting Truma here. Because we have to be afraid, maybe the husband died in this situation. So this is called, we go to Chumra, in this case, he lost his Cheskas Chai. Here, Mishnah Hey, Hamevi get Eretz Yisrael, if a Baal sends a Shliach to bring his get in Eretz Yisrael, for Cholo, and the Shliach gets sick on the way, so Lachur is Hareza Meshach of Yadacha, the Shliach is allowed to appoint another Shliach and make the other Shliach give it. Now, it's in Chutz Lorz, we have to say before an Echtav, we can't do this. But in Eretz Yisrael, with the Shliach does not have to say before an Echtav, he could appoint another Shliach. But what's going to be a Momolo? Let's say the Baal told the Shliach, that totally hemeno chepetz pleni, that when you give the get to my wife, I want you to take something back from her, a special kli, and bring it back to me. So then leishachenu biyadacha, then you have the shliach has no right to point the second shliach, because the Baal could say shein ritzayne shepikdonu biyadacha, he does not want somebody else to hold on to my pikodin. I only trust you to bring it back, and that is somebody else. Mishtavov hamevi get memedinas hayom mechola, a shliach, let's say, is taking the get from the Baal to his wife in Medina Sayom. We hear this at the corner, the Shliach has to say before an Echtam. For Chol, now the Shliach gets sick and he wants to appoint another Shliach. So Loch is like this, Oise Bezdin, he has to make a Bezdin, O Meshalchoy, and the Bezdin now could appoint a second Shliach. But V'yoyimel Lefneim, the first Shliach has to say in front of Bezdin that before an Echtam, before an Echtam. Before an Echtam, he has to say in front of the first Bezdin, then is Yotze his Shlichus. And therefore, v'yein ha-shliach achron, the second shliach, now the shliach takes the get and give it to the wife, v'yein ha-shliach achron, sarach shim afonet echtom, the second shliach does not have to say it, because the first one already said it. Elohim merad, let the second one say, shliach bezden ani, I was appointed through bezden, as if to say, bezden knows everything was done kedas kedin, so that's enough. Mishnah Zayin, ha-mal de mois es ha-koin v'yasaleidu v'yasoni. If somebody, let's say Reuven lends money, if somebody lends money to a Kohen or to a Levi or to a poor person, and he makes the tenet like this, Lias Mafresh and Aleya Michalkan, that the way that the Mal will get back his money is, let's say he's a Yisrael, so he's going to be Mafresh Truma, and now this Truma is going to sell to another Kohen, and the money will keep for himself, because he figures that Kohen owes him the money anyway, so keep the Truma, the money of the Truma for himself. Or else the Levi the Maiserishin, or else the Oni the Maiseroni. That's called Lias Mafresh Aleya Mechalkon. That this Yisrael will be Mafresh, the Truma, the Maiser, the Maiseroni, and sell them and keep the money for themselves. So Lachar is allowed to do this. And the Chiddush is Mafresh Aleya Mecheske Shankiyam. You're allowed to sell the Truma and keep the money. Mecheske is to say that coin is still alive. Because really, if he died, and the Ene Chodesh Hashem Meis Hakoyin, you don't have to be afraid. Maybe the Kohen died, then you would not be able to do this. Or else, Oyelevi Oy Hesher Oni, you also think maybe that the Oni became rich, and therefore he cannot take his Meiser. He does not take Meiser Oni, therefore you have no right to sell the Meiser Oni. Rather, we keep it the same Chazaka, the way they were before. They were alive, or they were an Oni. So therefore, you could sell the Truma and keep the money. Now, Meisu, let's say you know for sure the Kohen died, or the Levi, or the Oni became an Oshir, then Tzarech Lita Rishus Mina Yoshim, then you have to take Rishus from the Yoshim of the Kohen or the Levi to still do this deal to get back your money. Im Hilvam Mifnei Beznas, he lent the money from the Bezdin, and Tzarech Lita Rishus Mina Yoshim, then you don't have to take Rishus from Bezdin. Since you made this nine Bezdin, that's the Choshev Tzinah, that for sure the Yoshim will be Maskim, you're still allowed to sell the Truma and keep the money until you get paid back your Chayv. Mishnah Ches, Hamniach Peiros Lias Mafresh Aleihem Truma Maisrois. Like a person sets aside certain Peiros that he thinks is always there, that in case he'll be eating someplace else, and I want to take off from those Peiros that are Tevel Truma Maisrois, he'll say, listen, the barrel of apples that I have back at home, that barrel should be Truma, or that barrel should be Maisr on the apples I want to eat here. Or else, Moyes, he sets aside money back at home. Lias Mafresh Aleihem Maisisheni, in case he's going someplace and he wants to eat Maisisheni, so he can be Mafresh and say Mechalol that the Kedusha Maisisheni should go be chal on the money I have at home. So Lachar is yes, Mafresh Aleihem Mecheske Shenkiyon. He has a right to go wherever he wants to, and to be Mafresh Truma Mecheske, as the Paris at home is still there, that those Paris should become Truma, or else the money at home should have a Kedusha Maisisheni on it. What's going to be him of do? Let's say he found out that the Paris were lost, and the money got lost. Then you have to worry one day before that maybe it was already lost. So if any maestros that you mafresh a day within this last day, we have to be cheshish was not chal. Divi Rebbe Loza ben Shemua. These are the words of Reb Loza ben Shemua. Reb Yudah says, Bishloisha prokim boitkim mesayayin. 3 times a year you're supposed to check out the wine, you have 3 times to check it out. Bekodim shel moitzoi hachag. It means right after Chag HaSukkos, you have to check out the wine. If you set aside wine, to make sure it's not spoiled, because that's when the east wind comes, it could spoil the wine, and you won't be able to mafra truma off it anymore. Or else, uvaitzoi smadar, when the grapes start to become a little bit ripe, smadar is like unripe grapes, when they start to come upon you nearer the eshkol, you first see the cluster of grapes. Or else, uvishas kenisas mayim baboiser, the time when water, the lechus, the wetness comes into the grapes. It's still not completely ripe yet, but at that time, these 3 times, it's possible for the wine to become chechmetz, become chametz, vinegar. Therefore, you have to check it out these three times. Again, let's say somebody set aside wine to be used, to be able to mafra truma on it. So you have to check it out to make sure it's still okay. Perek Dalet. Hashaleach get liishtoi. If a baal sends a get to his wife, and then vigiyah v'shliach, then the baal meets up with the shliach, as if to tell him, I don't want you to give the get anymore, I change my mind. Or shesholach achor shliach, or else the baal sent the second shliach after the first one. V'omaloi, and he told the second shliach to tell the first shliach, the get shenasati loch botelu, the get that I gave you should be botel, I do not want you to give it anymore. So loch has erased the botel, as a character of avatel the shlichus, the first shliach cannot give it anymore. What's going to be called the mate lishta to the baal? After he sent the shliach, he can't meet the shliach, so he goes to his wife. And he tells his wife, the get that I'm going to send you, I don't want to be a get. Or Shesholach Etzla Shechus, the Baal sends the Shliach to his wife. The Yomulon, the Shliach, tells the wife, get Shesholachti Loch, Botelu, the get that I sent to you should be Botel, as a razor Botel. In these 2 cases, the get is not Chal. What's going to be a Mishagia get Liyoda after she already received the get? Then, Shuv and Yechlovata, then the Baal cannot be Mavata the get anymore. Since the get is Chal, he can't stop it anymore. Mishnah Beis. Let's say the Baal, he changes his mind, he sent the Shliach to give a get to his wife, and then he changes his mind, and he cannot meet up with the Shliach, and he cannot tell his wife. So what should he do? So at the beginning of the Minhag Takana, you let it go to Bezdin and tell Bezdin that you want to be Mevatel the Shliach, and he could be Mevatlit. But his Gamliel Hazok in Minhag Takana, Shloyi Weissenkain, you should not do like this. But when they have Tikkun Olam, should be Tikkun Olam, there are sometimes the wife will know about this. And when she receives the get, she thinks she's mugreshes and she'll get remarried. And later come out that no, the Baal is mevatel the get, the kids will be in mamzerim. So we stop this, we say the Baal cannot be mevatel the get. And rather the get is chal, he can't go to Beis Din, the get will still be chal. For Rishon at the beginning, Hoye Mishanah Shmo Yushmo. You should change around the name of his name and her name, Shem Ira v'Shem Ira, the name of the city where he lived, the name of the city where she lived. You need to say that the place where they wrote the get in this town, he had one name there and she had that name there, and the name of the place was one. Even though in the place where they're going to give the get, where his wife lives, it could be there they had different names. So at the beginning, they only wrote down the name that he had in the place where the get was written. But when they write the get, they should write inside it, Ish Ploini, this is the name of this person, V'chol Shem Shiesh, any other name that he has, any other place. You have to write down the get also. The same thing, Isha Plainis, this lady, for Chol Shum Shesh, any name that she has, if they take another one, take another one, they're not to be mistaken. People think it's not the real person, and they come to think the get is possible. Therefore, you have to have all the names written down in the get. Mishnah Gimel. Ein almona nifras minichsi yisayim melu b'shvua. An almona means the husband died, and now she wants to collect the ksuba, so she collects it from the yisayim, her children. So she can only collect if she swears that the husband did not pay the ksuba yet. Nimnu malashpia, but the amonis did not want to make a shvua. They were choshes, it was a big avera to swear, a big punishment, so they became afraid to swear. So his kin of Gamil Azokin should take nederus li yisaimim, that instead of making a shvua, they can make a neder, that kol ma sheyirtzu v'goyve ksubasa. So she has to make a neder, whatever the same wants, as if to say the best food she likes, she has to make a neder, she won't be able to eat it if she took anything from the ksuba. And some of the pshat is like this, the reason why we don't let her swear is because sometimes the Murray Heta, and they say, listen, we work for the same, we help them, so we deserve to get extra pay, and sometimes they take money for the ksuba, and they don't count it. So therefore, we better stop them from swearing. But to make a neder mashma, that since the neder is against them every day, whenever they want to eat, they remember the neder, they're more nizer, therefore we let them make a neder that they did not receive any money. That it's only with the Rabbanim that Eidim have to sign on the get, as this mission goes according to Rabbi Lezer Shita, that all the Midirais to really Eidim is Sirakas is enough just to have to get given over in front of two Eidim watching it. That's called Eidim Sirakasi. But still, with the Rabbanim, you're supposed to have Eidim sign in the get. Hillel Hiskin, Pruzbul, Vetikin Olam. Hillel meant at the corner of a Pruzbul. We know when it comes Shemitah, so the end of Shemitah is Meshamit, that you can't collect your Chayvis. The people used to stop lending money, they're afraid they won't be able to collect it back. To make a prusbul, as if to say it, as if you're giving over your shtaris to Bezdin, and Bezdin is coming to collect. It's not called you're collecting it, but rather Bezdin is collecting it, and that's mutter. Mishnah Dalit. Eved shenishpo pedu. An eved that was captured, an eved kinani that belonged to Israel, that was captured by the goyim. Opedu, and other people now came, and were paid with, redeemed him. And this after the buy them, the first owner was miyayish already. It depends. Im l'shum eved, they redeemed it. Amanas to use it for themselves for neved, a yishtavid. They have a right to use it. They have a right to use him. Im l'shum ben chorin, if they redeemed him, amanas, they should become a free person. Then lo yishtavid, they're not allowed to use him at all. Not the first master, not the second master, but they have to let him go free. If Shimon Gamliel Leimer, Benkach or Benkach doesn't make enough gemina, still is yishtavid. Yes, he's supposed to work for the first master. In other words, it's the gzera every year we'll go and try and get caught, and then if feels somebody redeem him and go out free. So make a tikkun, even if somebody does redeem him, still he has to go back and work for the first mister. Eved now shasu rabbi apoytiki lacherim, a master said that borrowed money from somebody, and the master apoytiki said, if I don't pay you back the money, you could collect my eved for the payment. And then meshichroi, and then the master went and let his eved go free. The luck was like this. Shura sadin mikra din ein eved chayav klum. The eved does not own anything for that person. The eved became free right now. It's not he does not depend anything. Because the shichur is mafdiyah midei shibud. Elevim ve'tikn oylum, as a tikn oylum, kreifin eshab, we force the master, v'yoy saisa ben chayrin, that true, we make the eved become a ben chayrin, but v'kreis ushtar domov, he has to write how much the eved was worth, and how much money is lost to turn sachayiv to pay back. So again, the pshat is that Tikkun Olam is Chayfenes Rabbi means the second rabbi, and this says the Malvo, he has to go make him a Ben Chayrin. Because otherwise it's a gzera that maybe the Malvo, when he sees the Eved in the street, will keep on saying, you're my Eved. So make like the Malvo now, write a star, make up like if the Eved is freed. But because the star Domov, he has to make a star the Eved gives to the Malvo as if he owes him the value of his money. You don't have to give him over any shtar, but rather the Eved doesn't have to write a shtar al domov. Just meshachrer that the rabbi Rishon writes kesef to the malva a shtar chayv al domov, because no, the first leiva should write a shtar that he owes the money to the malva, and that's all. And the Eved goes out free; he's not tied into this business at all. Mishnehei, misha chetzav chetzav ben chayrin. Somebody that's a chatzi ever chatzi ben churin, he was born by shutfus and half one person freedom. So locher is over this rabbi yemechad, this chatzma yemechad. One day still never has to work for his master, and the second day he's freed. He's a ben churin. Dibre beisilizah was a beisilo. Armulam beisam beisam said back. If so, kikante misrabi. It's true, you made a tekana for the rabbi, but the esatmal etkante he himself the ever didn't make a tekana for, because let's see. Lisa Isha, Lisa Shivcha, yes, she can't marry a Shivcha, Shekvachatzi Ben Chorin, half of him is a Ben Chorin, he can't live with a Shivcha. Bas Chorin, he can't marry a Bas Chorin either, he has Shosh Shekvachatzi Ben, because half of him is an Evid. If so, Yevotel, should he stay unmarried, while the Nivroi, the middle of the period of River, the whole world was only created for the purpose to have children. Shnema says in the Pasuk, Leisoyel Barol, Leshevas Yitzara, Hashem did not create the world to be empty, but rather people to live there. Ella, therefore, Bishamah holds, because of a tikkun olam, kaifenes rabbi, we force the first master, the master now, the yoy says to the chernel, we make him free the eved. The kreis the shtar chatzdom, and he writes the shtar as if the eved now owes him half of his value. And the chosu besu lorus kedibu beshamai. but it's still lost to retract them, it's still lost and now agrees to Beishamai, that's the way we should do. We should force the master to free his Eved, and not they'll be able to marry a Bas, a Chayrin. The Mishnah Vov. Hamoicher Avdu Lagoy. If somebody sells his Eved to a Goy, so he has an Eved Kanani, that he says, if the Eved Kanani now is Mechuyiv Mitzvahs, so you sell him to Goy, you might see he won't do the Mitzvahs there, or else, oi, Lechutzalorot, somebody living in Eretz Yisrael sells his Eved to Chutzalorot, so Lachri, the Knas, Yotza Ben Chayrin, that the master has to free his Eved now and let him go out free. And because it's Knas, you should not do this, nor not to be Mavkiyim from doing Mitzvahs. And Poydim Mesah Shavuim, you're not supposed to redeem Shavuim, people that were captured by the Goyim. Yisrael Kadei Demein, like they asked ransom more than they really deserve, you should not pay him. And if not Tikkun Olam, it's a Tikkun, because otherwise they'll keep on raising the ransom, and they ain't no Dovah Seif. So therefore you're not supposed to pay more than they're really worth. Vei Mavrichin Mesah Shavuim, you're not supposed to like play, make tricks, how the Shavuim, the captures, should be able to like free themselves, run away, escape. Because if you do this, then later, when the Goyim capture other Jews, they'll be much quicker, much harder with them. So, you're not supposed to help the captivities to escape, but rather try and redeem them with money. We have Shimon ben Gamliel Leimer, he says the reason why we should not try and teach the captivities how to escape, because at Konas, that the other people that are still captured right now, if some of them escape, the Goyim will be much more stricter with the ones that are there. So not only what would happen later on, but he had Ikas Cheshish for the other Shavuyim that are captured already, that if some escape, they'll be much more wicked, harder with the other ones that are still in captivity. You're not allowed to buy a Sefer Torah, fill the mezuzahs off a Goyim. Yes, Rakadei, more than they're really worth. If they take an oilam, again, we're afraid that the Goyim will go and steal them from the Jews and make a good business. So therefore, if we buy them off them on the top to say we know that for sure it's kosher, so we're now allowed to pay more money than it's really worth. Mishnah Zayin. Somebody gives a get to his wife because it came out of a bad name that she had to live with another man. So then is Layakhsar. Later, he's not allowed to remarry her again, even though she didn't get married with somebody else. Still, he's not supposed to remarry her. Mishum Neder Layakhsar. Somebody's Moitzi's wife because of a Neder. So she made a Neder, and she said, and the husband says, I don't want to have such a wife that has Nedarim. So again, Layakhsar, he can't take her back. It's also Ukhoshna Kukuloi, that maybe somebody else, that she would have got married to somebody else and she would have known that the Baal could be matan and dorim, he wouldn't have given her get. So if we want to make a takona that he can never remarry her now since he's be mitzia mishum neder. We have Yudan, Yudan says, kol neder shiyodah barabim liyachzer. Any neder that everybody knows about it, then the din is you should not remarry her. But if you learn that the din is if you might see your wife because she has a neder or because much a shemra, it's like a kenas. We make a knas not to remarry her, that the Bnei Yisrael should be mocked but not to do these averas, to know that they'll get a get and not be able to remarry again. So therefore he says, what type of an aver? It has to be such a strong neder that yodu barabim, then it's emloi hafara, such a neder we make at the corner, they cannot remarry. That's called yodu barabim liyasa, but b'shla yodu barabim, the neder was not made so strong that yodu barabim, and then the neder is not so strong, and then yachsa, then the husband could remarry later if he says he doesn't care about the neder anymore. Rabbi Meirim Rameyah says, kol neder shetzor hakiras chokam liyasa. Any neder that you have to have a chiras chokam to matrit, that's enough to say liyasa, not to remarry her. But the neder is not that strong. You don't need a chakiras kokum. Then the din is yachzer. Then you could remarry her. Omar Rebbe Lezer said, "Lo yosu zevuf neizer." No, this is only yosu mishum zeh. So both types in the dorm have to be at the corner that you can't remarry her. Omar Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yude. Maisi once happened with Sidon, and this place Sidon. B'yachod shomlish. He said to his wife, "Koyno, make a neder. And many megor sheikh. If I don't give you a get, but a gesh, and he gave her a get." Vitlach Chacham Mishach Zeren Chacham said he's allowed to remarry you later. But they tikkun olam. No, we only make a kakola. We only make a tikkun if she does the chet. But if the Baal does it, here there's no tikkun olam. Therefore, we matter him to go ahead and remarry his wife later. Mishneches Hamoitzi Esishta Mishum Idleness. If somebody gives a get to his wife because he finds out she's an idleness, that she can't have any children. So Halacha is Rabbi Yudam Rehudis says lo yachzer. Like he has a tekona now that she's not let her never remarry him. He can't remarry her again. And the Mora says because it's a gzera that maybe she'll remarry to somebody else and she'll have children from the second husband. And then the first husband will have charot. He gave the get and say like, I never meant to give you the get, but I know that you could have children. And then it'll come out that the kids would be mamzerim. The get taka was bottle. So for mishum tekona we make a tekona. He has to know that when he gives her the get, that's it. He has no right to remarry her again. Vachomer and the Chomer say no, yes, we don't make this gzeira, and therefore later he could remarry her. Nisei liyach, let's just get married to somebody else. Voyu lebonim, and she had children with somebody else. Vitavask subosa, and now she comes and asks for a ksuba from the first husband. Because at the beginning, when the first husband first gave her the get, she couldn't receive a ksuba. But that's the loch alonis, doesn't have a ksuba. But now that she has children, now she's not alonis, now she has a right to ask for ksuba. So Rabbi Yehuda says, "Omrim lo, we say to her, listen, shetikusecha yofelocha midabrecha. You're better off if you be quiet than talking. That's what we just said before. Because if you start talking, maybe your first husband will start complaining and have karot he gave you the get, and he'll say the get is vatal and that he killed the mamzerim now. So therefore, we tell him to not complain now and just be quiet and do not ask for your kesuba." Mishnah Tes. Somebody sells himself, or Yisro that sells himself and his children to a guy to be avodin for him. We don't redeem him. In other words, a takana, because otherwise the person will decide to go and sell himself and get money, and other Jews will have to redeem him. But after the father dies, then about the risk of takana, we should repay to the children. Somebody sells his field to a guy, v'chazav alocha b'menu Yisrael, and another Jew goes and buys it off that guy. So lakeach maybe bikurim of their tikkun olam. This lakeach now he's supposed to bring bikurim of their tikkun olam. And the Gemara explains that really, even though this parish grew b'shas the guy owned it, but really still midiraisa. Really, the lakeach now, the one that buys it now, is mechuyev and bikurim, because we hold ain lagoy. Guy doesn't have a kinyan in Eretz Yisrael. He's not mafkir it. So therefore, it's still mechuyev and bikurim. So therefore, that's the takana now that the lakech now, the one that bought it off the guy, he has to bring bikurim. But the Gemara says first the mea takana that you should be potter from bikurim, because otherwise people used to sell their character to a guy as if to say we have nothing to lose because it still remains b'gedusha. So in order to stop that, we have a first show know that if you sell to a guy, you lose the kedusha. You're not going to be mechuyev in truma in bikurim. But therefore, later on, though, they may have to come back again, no, to say that what? It is Mechuyev in Bikurim. Perek Chamishi. Mishnalof. Hanizokin Shomlem Blehem Vidis. Somebody hit some was matik somebody else, and Tovena, you have to pay back the money. So we pay back when Karko, you have to pay from Idis, from the best of your Karko. Obal Chayiv. Bebeninis. In case you lend somebody money, you have to pay back, and it takes away your Karko. You have right to pay back just with the bainanis, the middle type of karka. Oksuba sisha, when you pay back oksuba, the old your wife, then loch is bizaburius from the worst of your karka. We have Meir Mervis, where Meir says, no, oksuba sisha venus. Even oksuba sisha also collects from the middle type of karka. Mishnah Beis. Ein nefroim nechosim mishabot, mamokim shesh nechosim b'necharin. If you owe somebody money and you have karka on hand, so you have to pay back from that karka, you can't say, listen, I sold karka to somebody else, go take it away from the kuchas. Close the money, you have karka, free karka on hand, we collect that first before we go to Lekuchas. Piafilu Hains Buris, even though the karka you have right now is the worst type, and the one you sold was Beninus, still we go after the Zaburius that you have right now. And Ephraim Minichsa Yisaimelim and Zaburius, anytime you have to collect from Yisaimim, a chid that the father had to pay, then we want to take away from the Zaburius from the worst of the property. Mishnah Gimel, Ein Moitzion Achilus Peris, we don't take away, collect. For Achilles Peiris, that the somebody. The case in the first one saying Morris says the case is if somebody stole a car, somebody was gone off karka, and then he sold it to somebody else, and this lakech now planted trees there, and Peiris grew, and then the nigza came and took it all away. So now the lakech has the right to go to the gazlan to collect the Peiris, or else l'shvach karkois, let's say the lakech improved the karka. And then the nigza came and took it away from him. So now the lakech has a right to go to the gazlan to collect money. So in these cases, he only has a right to collect from the money the gazlan has, and not from lekuchas, not from the property he already sold. You can't collect from mishabodim for these purposes. The same thing with the Mozan Isha Viabonis Nechosim Shibodim. Case where an Isha comes in Amona, so the Tanai Ksuba that she has a right still to collect the Mazonis from the Nechosim of her husband, or else the same thing with Habonis. So in these things, they do not collect from Nechosim Shibodim, only from B'nai Chorin property, you say more these people have. If they tikkun oilam is a tikkun oilam, because we don't know how much it will be a big thing, well, people can't watch out for it. For yamoitza mitziyah, if somebody finds a mitziyah and he wants to return it, and the Baal Aveda says, listen, I lost two of them, you're only giving me back one, so you're like a moitza b'miksas, you should have to swear mediraisa. So the din is lo yishavu, we do not make him swear, if they tikkun oilam, in order that people should want to return objects. Otherwise, if they know they have to swear, they may not want to return it. Mishnah Dalit. Yisaimim shesom chueitza balabayis. Yisaimim, orphans, that they're near a balabot is taking care of them. Oishimino lem avin apetrovas, else the father appointed somebody to really watch over them. So in both cases, even the first case also, this balabot has a loch like an apetrovas, a guardian over the Yisaimim, that chayibli asper is saying the guardian has to take care and take off maestris from the paris of the Yisaimim in order they should not eat the nissa. Apetrovas is sheminu avi Yisaimim. Let's say the father appointed this person to be an apetrovas over his children when he dies. So locher is yishava, that later when the kids become gedolim and the apotropos gives over all the property to them, the apotropos has to swear to them that he did not take anything for himself. Meinu bezin, let's say bezin appointed the person to be an apotropos, then it's lo yishava, doesn't have to swear, because otherwise people will not want to become an apotropos. Abisholam Abishol says chiluf advarim, just the opposite. That if the father appointed him, then he does not have to swear. He's doing like a favor. But if they didn't appoint you, that's their force. They're telling you, then the din is supposed to swear. Hametam, if you go and be metam as somebody else's tyrus, you take a sheret and you metamert. Or else for hametam, you mix up trum in somebody else's chulin. Or else for yamanasech, you pour yai nesech into regular wine. So lochris b'shoigi, you did a b'shoigi yipota. It's called a hezek shein and nikkah yipota. But the mezi, if you do the mezi, then we say yichayiv, yeah, the nezik. And again, even though it's hezek shen nikud yipotim midirayis, so the chum said yichayim mifnei tikkun oilam. Hakahanim shepiglu b'migdash mezid nichayovim. If a koyin was bringing the korban, he had a machshavas piglu, he passed the korban, so if he did the mezi, he has to pay, it's called like a mazik, he has to pay the bailin, or he has to pay the bailin, the value of the shor, of the animal. Mishnehei. Heyed Rabbi Yechonin ben Gudgodo ala Chareshes, that's a girl that's deaf and dumb. She has loch like a shirt and a cotton, so she can get married herself. But the case is she has siya avi, her father married her off, so if dush nisham midiraisa. So he said, she yoitza beget, she could receive her own get, even though she has no das. But since an isha is midiraisa, even by korcho, she doesn't need das for the Kabbalah, so it's called the Kabbalah saget, we put it into her hand. Let's say a ketana bas yisrael, they got married to a kain, even though she only got married mid rabbon. Let's say the father was not alive and the mother married her off. Still, shechels betruma, she could eat truma mid rabbon, because mid rabbon she's married. For yemeisa, let's say she dies, baile yorsha now mid rabbon and the husband yashinsa. For yalamor shagozel, we have this beam that was stolen. Shebuna b'bir with a ganav, put it into his house, build it into his house. Now when he calls to pay back to tshuva, she tells them, if he only has to pay back the money, then they can't show him, because otherwise he'll have to break down his house, the people won't want to return it. So he says, just have to pay back money. That by mistake, a chatas was stolen and it was brought for korban, so be evident, otherwise, mizbeach, people, kohanim, won't want to bring korban.